Later on tonight's Analyze Mess, if you tuned in later to the wonderful DFM, we have a live session and an interview and we play some of his favorite records by the Evolution Control Committee. And here's already a taster. I think this is a track from his forthcoming album. I don't know any titles, but we have Trademark G in the DFM chat, so I think he might be able to tell us live which is the song of the next title. I think this is from the forthcoming album. I don't know. Enjoy.
Thank you.
after the next record, we're going to talk to the Evolution Control Committee, and they're going to play live on the Unanalyzed Mess living room, in the Unanalyzed Mess living room, and they're going to play some of their favorite songs, like this one.
Here we go. Auckland Radio Television International, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Free sounds and programs from all over the world.
This was the Feared Heads exploring the secrets of treating deaf mutes. And two of them are sitting next to me on the couch.
But
on
I
the
can't hear you, I'm deaf.
It's okay. Sign language.
Oh, wait, I can't speak either. I'm okay. Sorry.
The Evolution Control Committee in an Unanonized Mess living room. And that's Christy and Trademark. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Pleasure, honor to be here, Marcella.
Okay, thank you. And later you're going to do a mix for the mess. And first we're going to talk some more and play some of your favorite records like Severed Heads. But first, tell me something about the Evolution Control Committee.
Well, the Evolution Control Committee has been around for a little over 20 years now, and we have been doing mashups since long before they were called mashups. We were basically doing copyright violation when it was hard to do that. Does that answer anything at all?
Maybe. That was before cut and paste was Command X and Command V. That was back when it was really splicing together reels of tape.
Yes. Back when mashups were not called mashups, but audio collage or plunderphonics or what else? Recontextualization or who knows what. Before I had a snappy little genre. This is what we've been doing for quite a while.
And what made you start doing this, and at that time, unknown thing?
I don't know, a penchant for torture, maybe? It was very difficult in those days. There was not much easy about it. It was all on magnetic tapes and who knows what. And so it wasn't an easy thing, but there was some allure to it. And I had this... I don't know, it tapped into something about me. I was very interested in technology and electronic music, but something about synthesizers always kind of left me a little empty, and when I started hearing sampling, I realized, this has such rich texture, you know, if art is supposed to imitate life, this is really good imitations. In fact, actually samples of life. Yeah. So that's something I really liked about it.
Okay. I think another inference is humor. I think for me the name Evolution Control Committee also brings a smile to my face. Or is it just serious?
Yeah, well, oh yes, absolutely dead serious. Exploring the secrets of treating deaf mutes probably shows my penchant for long names for things. Oh, yeah, yeah. And the Evolution Control Committee was kind of a funny joke. I thought, you know, oh great, I'll choose a band name that no one will be able to fit on the marquee. Yeah, that worked well. At least I picked one that could be abbreviated with ECC. Thank goodness for that.
Okay. I mentioned humor because the next track we're going to play is something by Spike Jones. I'm not that familiar with him, although I've got a few records by him. but I think he was a big influence on Monty Python.
And you must have been. Yeah, and me for sure, because my dad used to play me Spike Jones records. So I remember him playing me 78s of Spike Jones. They were some of the first records I owned, and so they really made a big impression on me. But I loved Spike Jones' sense of humor. Spike Jones, I think, in a way, was kind of wanting to do sampling long before that was even possible, and so this was back in the 50s. And he would gather, you know, entire xylophones made of tuned cowbells, or get car horns that are tuned as well, and do all these crazy songs with all these tuned, unusual, non-musical things. So that was a way it also influenced me, besides just the humor.
Yellow and black and rectangular.
Rectangular, yes.
and what else?
Well, yellow and black and rectangular.
Rectangular, yes. What else?
Well, Doctor, it has kind of black and yellow and black and...
Rectangular, yes.
It has kind of shapes inside.
Yellow, black, and shapes inside.
Oh, I see them everywhere.
What else?
It has kind of wedge shapes inside.
Yellow, black...
Black and yellow and...
And with...
Rectangular.
Wedge shapes inside.
Oh, I see them everywhere. Do you hear me?
There. Just lie back.
Black and...
Black and yellow with...
Everywhere, do you hear me?
There, Mrs. Black.
Well, wedge shapes.
Mrs. Wedge.
Everywhere.
There. Back on the couch.
What does it mean?
Rectangular, black, and with wedge shapes inside.
Oh, I see them everywhere.
Just lie back on the couch.
What does it mean?
Yellow and with black shapes...
Wedge shapes inside.
Inside.
Oh, everywhere, do you hear me?
There. Back on the couch.
What does it mean?
Mrs. Yellow, back on the couch.
What does it mean? Am I losing my mind?
Just lie back on the couch.
What does it mean?
Just lie back
on the couch. Am I losing my mind?
There.
Everywhere.
Just lie back.
Do you hear me?
There.
Everywhere. Do you hear me?
There.
Do you hear me?
Mrs.
Rectangular.
Mrs. Rectangular, yes.
Am I losing my mind?
What you have been seeing everywhere you look are those yellow and black signs used to indicate a fallout shelter in buildings.
Uh-huh. So you see these signs too, Dr. Black?
Why, sure, Mrs. Rectangular.
Oh, well, I feel better already.
That was Negative Land with Yellow Black, and before that, Spike Jones. Holiday for String, still on the couch. Then a nice mess, lounge. Christy and Trademark of the Evolution Control Committee. They've been playing festival in Eindhoven, in the south of Holland. And they've played at the Hockey in Amsterdam. And later, as I said before, they're going to do a mix for the mess. And next track we're going to play is My Bloody Valentine, Only Shallow. What influence does that guitar wall of guitar noise has on your music?
Yeah, pretty obvious, huh? No, I guess not. I normally, you know, tend to like that kind of electronic geeky whatever, quirky little cut-up stuff or whatever, but there was something about My Bloody Valentine that just really bowled me over when I heard them, and it's kind of hard to really explain, but there was something just beautiful about the sort of sonic mess that they made. It's a mess on the mess, and the way that they could actually make music out of it, I think, was somehow influential, and that you could really hear the potential of sound as music, and I don't know, I can't explain it much better than that, I guess.
Yeah. Now, would you say that you said you've been doing this for 20 years now? What's the development? What's the evolution in the Evolution Control Committee?
Well, I did have, I mean, there were many other directions I took, and actually, I should mention, and I don't think I've ever talked about this before, there was actually a side project I did, which I affectionately called My Bloody Ripoff. And My Bloody Ripoff was a small set of My Bloody Valentine-influenced music. And it was total, like, shoegazery stuff, not guitar. I still can't play a guitar to save me. But I did actually put together some wall of noise kinds of pieces electronically. And it was... There were some good bits out of it, actually. I should bring that back, but it's very uncharacteristic for anyone that knows Evolution Control Committee stuff. They would never have guessed.
We'll be right back. directions that are stationed in front of the stage behind the barricade. You will go to Mr. Morris Barrow, the first aid man, and he will furnish you with earplugs so as to keep you from having a headache. If he runs out of earplugs, he has got some cotton. You can use that. We have a detention room set up within the Coliseum. Any person that you arrest for ejection will be brought to room D. Is that understood? You will take the name, the addresses, and the telephone number. We will not allow any dancing, running up and down the aisle. Is that clear with everybody? Thanks.
Thank you.
Cabaret Voltaire was really influential when I was looking for unusual electronic music in the early 80s, and that's when sampling was just starting to take off. There was a lot of synthesized music that was very underground that was starting to really take hold, and for me, Cabaret Voltaire was one that really grabbed me long and hard. Marcella, looking at your Cabaret Voltaire collection, I'm so glad to see someone who rivals mine, and I don't just, wallow alone in my Cabaret Voltaire pool. But they were really something for me, and they really taught me a lot about how synthesizers could be used.
And Cabaret Voltaire was a band like many of those like early industrial kind of bands who after a few years started to head for the dance floor and became very more slick and things,
yeah.
Things like that. But I
kind of sad. Yeah, I was sad to see them go. I really didn't like them after, I think you got off the bandwagon earlier than I did, but somewhere around, I don't know, mid to late, mid to late 80s for me, I was kind of off of their, off to a new cabaret, I guess.
But how do you see the evolution control committee going? I mean, are you getting more slick, or are you getting more...
You would bring me to that. Oh my gosh, I look at myself now, I'm following the same direction. Oh God. It is true though. Yeah, we're starting to do all this very dance oriented stuff, and the mix that's going to come later will embody that very well.
Why is that?
Well, I really do enjoy it, actually. It's really a lot of fun, and the shows that we do with them are a lot of fun. Part of the way this came about was I had started putting together all this monster mashup set, and I wasn't really intending for it necessarily to be a show, but it just started coming together more and more, and it was more and more fun. And I realized it was also a way to actually try to do a live, improvised mashup show. And what I mean by that is, if you go to some sort of night, a music night where there's mashup music, it's probably a DJ night, because there's not really much other way to do it. I mean, it's not like you go see live mashup bands, and so, although there is one, by the way, in San Francisco, Smash Up Derby, but that said, there's not really many chances for seeing live mashup music, and I figured like the mashup musicians who want to make that are at a big loss as to how to present or perform what they do, and so I wanted to come up with some way to make that happen, and so we created the Wheel of Mashup. The Wheel of Mashup is two wheels that people from the audience can spin. One wheel lands on the music that comes next. The other wheel lands on the vocals. And whatever it lands on, I mash up the two on the spot. And I also created a device to do it with. It's called the Vidi Masher 3000. And the Vidi Masher 3000 is a big rear projected video screen that sort of works like a big fake touch screen that I can use to mash everything up on the fly. So everything that gets played is all mashed, mixed, cut, and pasted from the original songs during a show.
We did the mash. I might put on a bigger quiz.
It's now the MASH.
Now the Monster MASH.
The Monster MASH.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the MASH.
It's for home and flower.
It's now the MASH.
It's now the Monster MASH.
Five
leaves, cool racks, a part of the plan. Monster MASH is the hit of the plan.
What, what?
Living, this MASH was meant to. Come to my door, tell them what it said.
Then you can MASH.
Then you can Monster MASH.
The Monster MASH.
Into my graveyard.
Then you can MASH.
A hit single on the Nana Nice Mess for the first time ever, I think. Bobby Boris Pickett and Monster MASH, and that comes from an album called Dr. Demento Presents the Greatest Novelty Records of All Time, Volume 3, the 1960s. And then we see a bearded man with a funny hat and in a messy room, I must admit. And this is a record I think I bought at the flea market, but Dr. Demento means a lot to you.
I listened to him all the time growing up. Marcella, this man influenced me so much, either directly or indirectly, with his radio show every week. And I would listen, and they would play a lot of novelty records. And the novelty record is something, you know, Monster MASH is a perfect example of it. You know, kind of a one-hit wonder that, you know, I don't think Bobby Boris Pickett ever did anything that anyone else ever heard. But that one thing, like, you know, was heard by so many people. And I love those kinds of jokey novelty things. There was something so funny and humorous about them, and that you could take this one, like, shtick and, you know, maybe it's just one little weird thing or whatever. And it was also kind of a gravestone of radio that, you know, that doesn't happen anymore. And it's a shame to see that era is long since dead. Oh, by the way, also, the Monster MASH, that the mix that I'm going to do later, originally I called the whole set my Monster MASH up, setup.
Yeah. Okay. So. And you mentioned, like, funny and weird and things like that. Is that, for you, the main reason for doing those mashups? Because if you hear mashups, very often people get a smile on their face, or you hear a terrible record, but then it's...
Yeah.
Put into a funny context.
Right.
Is that, goes that for you the same, or are you...
No.
Some seriousness to it as well?
Yeah, well, there's both, definitely, for sure. I like, for instance, I remember, so in 1994 or 1993 or 1994 or whatever, I put the first mix together of the Whipped Cream mixes, this single that ended up being called the first mashup. It was a mashup of Chuck D of Public Enemy and Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. And at the time, rap was fairly new. And so there was a lot of people that, you know, they just didn't like it. I loved it. I thought it was great. And so my mashup of that was very much out of, you know, fan, like, appreciation, I guess. Because I like Herb Alpert, too. But I would get people responding to it saying, like, oh, I'm so glad you made that combination of the two. I really hate rap like you do. Like, it was like it had to be used as this degrading, like, you know, sampling something was a way of making fun of it only, or degrading it. And that's not really true. I sample things both out of appreciation for it and out of some sense of humor to maybe make a joke of it sometimes, too. I mean, and sometimes at the same time, you know, my sampling of Chuck D and putting it with Herb Alpert, well, it's a very funny combination, but yet I still like the two of them on their own.
But there's also some educational aspect to it, that maybe people who are into hip hop and loathe Herb Alpert, did you teach them to appreciate something very different?
I hope so. I mean, there's a lot of mashups that I hear that make me hear something with new ears. You know, it's really nice to actually hear something that you've heard so many times, and it's just part of your soul. And then to hear it with this refreshing new combination, all of a sudden it sounds new again. And also, as a when you are the musician who is making that mashup, you sort of get to add your influence. You sort of get to, in a way, own that song a little bit. You sort of put your stake into it as well.
Deserve a fitting for a king. I'm waiting for the time when I could get to Arizona, cause my money is spent on a goddamn rent. Neither party is mine, not the jackets or the elephant. 20,000 Nicky brothers in the corner of the cell block, but they come from California. Population is none in the desert and sun, with a gun cracker running things under his thumb, staring hard at the postcards. Isn't it odd and unique seeing people smile while in the heat 120 degrees? Cause I wanna be free. What's a smiling face when the whole state's racist? Why on a holiday? Damn it, cause I wanna. So if I celebrate it standing on the corner, I ain't drinking no 40, drink a time with a 9 till we get some land. Call me the trigger man, looking for the governor. He ain't loving you hot, but hear the trouble, yeah, he's rubbing you wrong. Get the point and come along, he can get to the joint. I urinated on the state while I was kicking this song. Yeah, you better be fair, the sucker over there. You try to keep it yesteryear, the good old days, the same old ways that kept us dying. Yes, you, me, myself, and I, indeed. What they need is a nosebleed, be between the lines, and then you see the lie. Politically planned, and understand that's all she wrote. When we see the real side, to hide behind a vote, and they can't understand why he the man. I'm singing about a king, they don't like it when I decide to mic it. Wait, I'm waiting for the date for the man who demands respect, cause he was great. Come on, I'm on a one mission to get a politician to honor, or he's a goner by the time I get to Arizona.
Still next to me, Trademark of Evolution Control Committee and Christy, the final song in our special, and before we're gonna listen to your mix, is by my favorite comedy team, Monty Python, from an album called, I don't know, The Sleeve Is Somewhere Else in the Room. That would be a good Monty Python title, by the way. Monty Python Sings, the Philosopher's Song, like an Australian piss take or something about the accents. Monty Python.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, we were talking about this a little off mic, and I think we were both really influenced by Monty Python, and geez, so many others were, and it really.
The thing about Monty Python, I think, is because it was, of course, obviously, it was very funny, still relating to everyday life, because everyday life is absurd in so many ways.
Yes, but also
so for me it was also a way of comforting, consoling me when, I mean, yeah, everything is ridiculous, and yes. Monty Python it into their own context.
Yeah, I hearken from a computer geek background, right? So,
oh dear.
Yeah. So, and I can't tell you how much, even in America, Monty Python is a huge influence on computer geeks. And I think the reason why is that it voices a certain sense of humor that a lot of geeks have but can't express, and also has a sense of intelligence that they often can't express either. And Monty Python rolls both of them in so clearly and so well. I thought the Philosopher's Song was a good choice because it sort of combines those two very well. I mean, here we are taking this really dense subject of philosophy counting down the philosophical greats and what you should remember about them, and doing it with a fake Australian accent. Yeah, so I thought this was probably a good demonstration of that combination.
Immanuel Kant was a real piss and he was very rarely stable. Heidegger was a boozy beggar who could think you under the table. David Hume could out-consume Wilhelm Friedrich Hegel. And Wittgenstein was a beery swine who was just a schlosh to Schlegel. There's nothing Nietzsche couldn't teach about the raising of the wrist. Socrates himself was permanently pissed.
John Stewart thrill of his own free will. On half a bottle of shandy was particularly ill. Light on his eye, he could stick it away. Half a pint of whiskey every day. Aristotle was a bugger for the bottle. Hobbs was fond of his dram. And Rennie Descartes was a drunken fart. I drink, therefore I am. Yes, Socrates himself is particularly missed. A lovely little thinker, but a bugger when he's pissed.
In a minute, we're going to listen to Evolution Control live from Amsterdam. First, the final words, some plugging for yourself.
Famous last words. Okay, well, I just want to say for everyone listening, thanks for tuning in. This has been the Evolution Control Committee, and if you want to hear more and see more, go to the website, of course. Just Google Evolution Control Committee, or if you like typing things in, www.evolution-control.com. And also, just to say, Marcella, it is a great pleasure to be here. I listen to your show every week, and it's super thrilling to actually be here on it.
I haven't heard that very well. Say that again.
I'll write it down and frame it for you. No problem.
I'm deaf mute, you know.
Yes, and your payment is in the mail. Yes, yes.
Jockeys, and I'll wear their head out, and I will wear their head don't want to have to repeat this no more. I'm a human radio station. I'm the transmitter. I'm the tower. I'm the turntables. I'm the building. I'm every doggone thing. Know what I mean?
Ah! How you doing, young lady? The feeling that you're giving really drives me crazy. You don't have a play about the choke. I was at a loss for words first time that we spoke.
You're looking for a girl that'll treat you right. You're looking for in the daytime with a light.
You might be the type if I play my cards right. I'll find out by the end of the night.
You expect me to just let you hit it, but will you still respect me if you get it?
All I can do is try, give me one chance. Just a problem, I don't see the ring on your hand. I'll be the first to admit, I'm curious about you, you seem so innocent.
You wanna get in my world, get lost in it. Boy, I'm tired of running, let's walk for a minute.
Promiscuous girl, whatever you are, I'm all alone, and it's you that I want.
Promiscuous boy, you already know that I'm all yours, but you ain't a fool.
Promiscuous girl, you tease me, say no when I want, and I got what you need.
Promiscuous boy, let's get to the point, cause we are the law, you ready? Roses are red, some diamonds are blue, chivalry is dead, but you're still kinda cute.
Hey, I can't keep my mind off you. Who you with? Do you mind if I come through?
I'm out of this world, come with me to my planet. Get you on my level, do you think that you can handle it?
They call me Thomas, last name Brown. I can not change my name,
I'm a good girl, I can handle myself. But if I get lonely, I'ma need your help. Pay attention to me, I don't talk for my health.
I want you on my team,
so does everybody else.
Maybe we can keep it on the low. Let your guard down, ain't nobody got to help. If you with a girl, I know my place we can go.
What kind of girl do you take?
Let me go on. My God, glister in the sun. Let me go on. out. I'm high as a kite, I just might stop to check. When I'm walking, I stop and I toss one out. When I'm high as a kite, I just might stop to check. Body beat, I stay in my sheets, I don't even know why. Let me go on.
You get nothing!
The Master of the Mashup, the Evolution Control Committee, live from my room in Amsterdam. And thanks very much, and I'll definitely repeat this special at some times on the show.